Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. As an avid traveler, global nomad, and someone who considers themselves a citizen of the world, I want to say welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. My hope in creating this podcast is to inspire you to take the leap of faith and to design the life of your dreams. For me, that includes connecting with like-minded individuals and creating a community of souls living their best lives out, in, and around the world. Each week, you'll hear stories and conversations from fellow travelers who have figured out how to incorporate travel as a key component in their daily lives. Their stories are beautiful and inspiring, just like you. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. So let's do this. Here we go. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. Today is the first episode in a new series called Travel Talk. We will be dropping a new episode every Thursday. That will be a short, quick little episode that is a reflection on a subject or a thought from Tuesday's interview. The conversation today is what makes a country, and how many countries are there in the world? If you've been tuning into each week's episode, you'll notice that the last couple of guests have traveled every country in the world. And in each of those episodes, there has been a discussion on how many countries there actually are. Harry Mitsaitis has traveled the world two times over, going to every single country on the planet, not once, but twice. You can check out his story on episode number 57. And this week's guest is Thor Peterson. Thor managed to travel every single country in the world without stepping foot on a plane one time. That was a massive undertaking and a 10-year journey, and we do touch base on the debate of how many countries there are. So without further ado, let's get into it. So what actually defines a country? If you look at international law, a country needs four things in order to be recognized as a nation. The first thing it must have is a defined territory. And the second thing is it must have a permanent population. The third thing is you must have a government. And the fourth is you must have the capacity to enter into relations with other governments and nations. And if you really take a look at any of those steps, then you can see where some of those definitions are a little bit slippery. And spend 5 minutes scrolling the news today, and you will see that borders are fluid. Can be treated as fluid, are not set in stone. There are land grabs and things are constantly changing. Governments are being toppled, new regimes are stepping in, and so there is a lot of gray area. One of the first questions I asked Thor was how many countries did he visit and how did he decide what the number was? Here is his explanation.
I visited 203 countries as per my list. And yes, it's a huge debate. And often it calls for a long evening and a lot of good wine. And then you can discuss this endlessly. Because what is truly a country? A good rule of thumb is to go by United Nations list. That's 193. But then they have two observer states. So do you count the observer states? They're not full-bodied members, but they do get to sit in on meetings. And those two are the Vatican and Palestine. Then you also have Kosovo. Kosovo is a country which is recognized by more than 100 United Nations countries, and yet it's not a United Nations country itself. And then you have the more political ones like Taiwan. You can split the UK into Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales.
So now that we have a little intro into what the United Nations list is, let's talk a little bit about what those de facto sovereign states are. There are de facto states and de jure states. And forgive me if I am saying de jure improperly. I'm not quite sure how to say that. So We're just going to roll with that pronunciation at the moment. Palestine is an example of a sovereign state that is both a de facto nation and a de jure nation. And to clarify what those are, de jure is a legal concept that refers to what happens according to the law. And de facto is used to refer to what actually happens in practice or reality. Another de facto nation in the world is Somaliland. Somaliland is not recognized by the United Nations. It's a territory that issues its own passport. It has its own currency. It holds elections. It has its own military, but it is not considered a country by the United Nations. So as you can see, there is a lot of debate over which countries are legitimate. And I think that if you are traveling the world, legitimacy recognized by governments may or may not be the foundational piece that you use to determine what country is a country. As you travel about the world, you'll see distinct differences in every single place that you go. And the beauty of travel is that it allows us to unify as humans, as opposed to divide by borders. For a few little fun facts and a bit of trivia, FIFA, the world's international football federation, recognizes 211 nations in the world. The Olympics currently recognize 206. If you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, there are also stateless nations, such as the Kurds or the Rohingya. There are a lot of people that do not belong within the borders of any particular nation. And our world is changing. It has continuously changed. We've gone a long way from the days of the Roman Empire when everything was under the Roman flag. For me, this conversation is not about making declarations of what is or what isn't. It's about opening up the discussion of the world at large and its people. Everyone in the world wants to love and be loved and desires a sense of belonging. I feel as travelers, that's what we want as well. We want to belong where we are. And recognizing that for some people, belonging is not as easy as it is for others. Communities have been destroyed and built. There will always be a debate over what is or what isn't because the world is not black and white. Not everyone sees things in the same way. Not every government functions in the same way. There is good and bad wherever you go in the world. My hope is that as travelers, we can be the good in the world. We can educate ourselves on the people and the territories that we're visiting. We can see firsthand what goes on in the world, regardless of what you might read in the headlines. We get to go out into the world and be the ambassadors of peace, just as Thor did on his journey and Harry has done on his. And all of the wonderful guests here at Design Her Travel, we get to be the change that we want to see in the world. And that starts with the acceptance of those in front of us. We can see the world and its people for what it is and bring the goodness and the light wherever we go. So this episode is not about declaring what is right or what is wrong, but it is making a declaration of hope. May we as travelers be the ambassadors of peace in the world. May we share the stories of the people on the ground who are struggling to find or build their communities, sometimes due to political unrest, sometimes due to food scarcity, sometimes due to all of the above. May we bring what we have with us. May we share the excess that we experience. May we be the ambassadors of peace and love and joy. Because let's face it, why else do we travel the world? It's not just to experience something new, it's to experience life with other humans in other places in other ways. If you have the desire to visit every country in the world, then by all means, pick the countries that you choose. It's your life, it's your journey. And you get to decide. I think the key is to recognize that we're all human and we all want the same things in life. We want to love and to be loved, and we want a sense of belonging and people to share our life with. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know what your experience is traveling the world. Let me know if you've had experience in any of these stateless nations or any of these debated territories. And let me know what you've seen on the ground that might be different to what you read in the headlines or the news. What is your experience on the ground as an ambassador of peace? Thank you for joining me today on the first in the Travel Talk series. I know there are a myriad of things you could be doing, and it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you every single time. So, my friends, until next time. Thank you so much for showing up and listening to this episode. I know that there are so many things in life that you could be doing right now, and so it means a lot to me that you're here. There are so many more episodes coming your way, so if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to review and follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know someone who might like to hear it, please share. Those little acts of kindness mean a lot and help more than you know. I appreciate your time and getting the opportunity to share this moment. I'd love to hear more from you. I'd love to connect, so reach out on social. You can find me on Instagram at seafaringwanderer. That's SEAFARINGWANDERER. And then you can join our Facebook group at Design Her Travel Podcast. I would love to connect, hear more from you. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, places you'd like to hear about, and things you'd like to know how to do when designing your life. So thank you, everyone, and I'll be back soon.